What if Donald Trump actually did win the presidential election of November 2020? What if the incredible series of cascading events that took place late at night after Election Day was supposed to have ended? What if those events, all of which sure seemed to point in one particular direction, what if those things really were the clear indicators of flagrant fraud that many thought they were? What if the bizarre, incalculably unlikely alignment of beyond shady-seeming activity in key precincts or districts of key swing states were part of a coordinated effort to steal the presidency? What if? We're still allowed to ask those sorts of questions in the USSA, right? Well, maybe not, but we should be. We should be able to ask and seek serious, detailed answers to those sorts of questions because whatever really happened in the 2020 election, if we aren't allowed to ask and explore those questions in a meaningful way, then elections don't really matter anymore in America. Because they're not real, at least not in the sense that honest believers in the system imagine them to be real or hope them to be real. If we can't go to great lengths to examine, critique, and confirm election processes and results, especially in elections that include the seemingly impossible alignment of previously unimaginable coincidences, all helping one candidate to overcome what would have been considered an insurmountable lead in any other election, well, if we can't seriously and strenuously investigate that sort of election, then the very concept of elections in America is pretty much done. Which brings us to Arizona, where an audit of the 2020 election has been underway for a while now, and it seems to be a very serious audit, which also then means that it's meeting very serious resistance from those who don't want elections to be audited, especially the election of 2020 with so many bizarre factors apparent. As a matter of fact, later today, the Arizona State Senate is going to have a public hearing giving an update on this particular audit. You can watch the hearing live online later this morning, and I'm going to include a link in the description, so I encourage you to check that out if you get the chance. I'm not going to get into the details of the audit or other audits that are ongoing or seem likely to begin in other states, but I do think it's important to consider, at least consider the question, what if the Arizona audit, when it's all said and done, shows that there was massive fraud performed on such a scale and in such a systematic way that not only was Trump the actual winner of the election, but that the mistake of the 2020 presidential election wasn't an honest mistake at all, and was, in fact, the result of deliberate, systematic election theft through the illegal manipulation of key districts and key states. What if? What if? And what then? Whether that proves to be the case here or not, we'd better be prepared to give a very good answer to that question, because a bad answer could basically make us a banana republic dictatorship where elections are a farce and tyranny is uncritically accepted as the norm. We simply cannot afford to pretend to have legitimate elections when the evidence strongly suggests that we do not have legitimate elections. Whatever actually happened in the election of 2020, we need to want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and we need to be willing to honestly deal with that truth, whatever it is. If you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel and connect with me at hellraiserreport.com.